Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, baby. I saw that ass.
Living every night and day.
On a damn hatted girl head. All right, I lay down just like yours. You know what I mean? Just like Zari here. Mm-hmm. That Vince told his shit about his ass. I mean, I know when he kicked that Vince. You see them scratches on his face? Man, look at his face. Mm-hmm.
Loving every night and day, loving all our troubles away. We gon' love life is no tomorrow. Loving every minute and hour, loving past our own power. We gon' love life is no tomorrow. We gon' love life is no tomorrow. We gon' love life is no to love life is no tomorrow. Oh yeah.
Certainly, we need to learn to love like it ain't no tomorrow, because we're doing otherwise. We're simply hating like it ain't no tomorrow. We're doing everything that we want to do, every which way we want to do it, which does not suffice for us, but it serves to hurt us in every which way that it possibly can. And the evidence don't lie. My name is Yumsuf Arif, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show. And you may be wondering, Yumsuf Arif, what is this Real Talk for Real People show? Well, it's no additive and no subtraction in the words of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. It's giving you an opportunity to take a bird's eye view, a critical analysis in our assessment, while leaving no stone or leaf unturned from your brothers and sisters, not your oppressors, not from your colonizers. Imagine that. Your oppressors got you here 402 years, and they still care about you. The evidence suggests something quite different. They still despise you, and you better believe it. So stop lying to yourselves and each other, thinking your enemy has a solution for you. Your enemies don't have any solutions for you. They have much more despising, much more chaos, confusion, and throwing down the truth. You can see it in their political system. They don't love the truth. And so why should they love you? Come on, stop lying to yourself and one another. Study was, find out the solution to your problems, the antidote to your problems, the one that got you in this situation because of your own actions that you find yourself in. Those are the studies that we bring to you. We're not here to simply criticize the oppressor and the colonizers. We're here to get you to understand that the situation you find yourselves in is of your own making and your ancients. That's why it's imperative to pray for your ancients. That's why it's imperative to pray for yourself, because this is not an individual pursuit of happiness. This is about a national thing. And if you can get rid of the religions and the Republican Party, Democratic, Independent Party, you know, Black Lives Matter, gay rights movement, abortion rights and all that stuff, and try to find out what the Most High wants, you will get it. It is not about, as I say again, an individual pursuit of happiness. It's about a national call for repentance, a national call for unification, a national call to do the right thing by one another. Stop killing, mistreating, and dominating one another, and write rap songs about it to justify. Stop prostituting our women. Stop selling drugs in our community. Stop complaining about the colonizer and the oppressor when you yourselves are the imminent danger in our communities. That's why these studies are imperative to you. We believe that. And we pray that if you continue to study with us, it'll dawn upon you. Wow. Wow. Man, I really didn't see it. Because you don't. And the reason why you don't, because your eyes are closed and your ears are clogged. You only know what your oppressors and colonizers say. You only want to hear what they say. You don't want to hear what your kind says. You hate your kind. You hate what remotely looks like you, because you don't love yourself. Learn to love yourself. Then you can love what remotely looks like you. We share these studies with you also. And you may be wondering, Yom Sufah Reef, you're making reference to the we. Who are the we you're making reference to? Sister Avia from New York City? Brother Cartrell from New York City. They help along with me. As I said, this is not an individual pursuit of anything. It's a national pursuit of everything. And here's what I can tell you about both of them. They love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. And their brothers and sisters as they love themselves. Meaning, they love what they look like in the mirror. And they try to treat it right because they know what looks like in the mirror is part of them. Unification, nationalism is true. So let me introduce them to you. Sister Avia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Good evening, family, and all praise and glory to Yah. And as always, it's always good to be back.
Shalom. Good to have you back. Shalom. Good to have you back, sister. And now, Cartrell from New York City. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. Bless Yah, all my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How y'all doing, family? May the Most High bless y'all.
Doing well, brother. How you doing? May the Most High bless you.
I'm good. Yom Sufah Ari, Sister Avia. Yom Sufah, you said a mouthful.
Say that again.
Yes, yes. Good to hear your voice, Sister Avia. Yom Sufah, you said a mouthful.
Always good to hear y'all's voice, brother.
No doubt, no doubt.
Thank you.
Got to keep the ball rolling. But like you said, we have enemies. And like we read in Daniel, our enemies wage war on us, although we don't realize it's a war. They wage war on us. We've been here 400 years plus counting. And they haven't told us the truth about ourselves, right? They still call us Black, Negroes, African American. Mm-hmm. They have yet to tell us the truth about who we are. So there's no truth in them. And they got statistics about ants and bees and birds and fish of the sea. And trust me, they know who we are. But they're not telling you who we are. We have to know who we are, and that's our mission. We got to find out who we are, why it was so important for them to take away our name, our language, our culture, our history, our ancestry, our inheritance. Why was that so important to them? Because they know who we are, and we need to study who we are more than anybody on earth, because everybody else on earth know who they are.
Hey, Katria, you said a valid point there. They'll study everything under the sun. They'll study a rock. They'll study ants. They'll study everything. And they'll tell you the who, what, when, where, and how. But they don't seem to want to study us. And they seem to always
tell
us how. Forget about it.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
They know more about us than we do about ourselves. Why? Because they study everything. They know who we are, but they're not going to tell us who we are.
Exactly.
No, because they know they know if we know who we are, they wouldn't have no control, no power, not anything. So of course they want to keep us in the dark.
Exactly.
And we read in the book of Daniel. They are waging war with the saints of the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't see each other as saints of the Most High. But we must begin to see each other as saints of the Most High.
Exactly.
I don't care who you are. Our people could be stressed out or fentanyl. They could be in crack houses. They could be in the church. They could be in a mosque. But we are Yah's people. And we in these places because our enemies hate us and they try to destroy us.
Exactly.
So we have to show the loving kindness and the tender mercy that Yah shows to us as a nation. To each other, because ain't nobody else showing that loving kindness and tender mercy to us. Everybody else is trying to kill us, take advantage of us, exploit us, get rich off of us.
Yeah. Yep. They'll move right into your neighborhood, make $1 million, and you'll run up there and spend all your money up in those little bodegas and everything. But you won't spend a dime on yourselves. But you know what? What part did we play? We played a part in our ancients. And we continue to play a part. So we got to stop playing the part. We got to pray for our ancients. Stop playing the part. And become the saints you are. Start seeing your brothers and sisters as the saints they are. Look at them through the Most High eyes. Because you're the Judites. Mine's the Judites. That's why you need the Most High. That's why you need a new heart and a new spirit. So you can see yourselves as the Most High see you. And you can see your brothers and sisters as the Most High see them. And you can treat them the right way. Despite of the fact that the way been treating each other.
And Yamsu,
mm-hmm.
You summed it up in a nutshell. Because
mm-hmm.
We don't see each other like the Most High sees us. And the Most High
exactly.
sees us in a wholly different way than we see ourselves.
Exactly.
And we're supposed to see ourselves through the eyes of the Most High. Because we are Yah's, the Most High's firstborn son. He calls us his wife. He tells us that he doesn't know any other nation on the planet Earth other than us, and we don't see each other like that.
Unfortunately, Coach. But hopefully through these studies with us, perhaps they will, guys, will become open that ears, become unplugged, and they can start looking at each other in us. It's the Most High looks at us all together as a nation. All right. Coach, so Savia, y'all ready to put in some work?
Yes, sir.
Okay, praise God and bless his holy name. Most High, direct and order our steps so that we don't need our own understanding and we can get the most out of these studies. Praise and bless your holy name, Most High. Hallelujah. Chapter 6 of Hosea. This is a call to repentance for the nation. The Most High says to the nation, not one individual.
So what? It's a what?
Call to repentance.
For who?
The nation.
Not no congregation, not no temple, not no camp, not no synagogue,
no.
But to who?
The nation.
And where we at? Where we at?
We're scattered
to the four corners of the earth. So how far does this message have to reach?
The four corners of the earth.
Okay. How many people you got on the line?
Right. That means you people out there that's studying with us, share the message. Okay. Cadrill,
how many people you got out there?
The number's 4,000, almost 900-something folks listening.
Almost 5,000 people out there. Okay. All right.
Okay.
What y'all doing?
Are they sharing it? They should be sharing it. They share housewife, basketball housewife. Or they share Thieves of New York. Nothing that works for us, but everything that works on us. Why not share the truth?
So what?
Because they have cast down the truth, Cartrell. They want to share the truth. Go ahead, brother.
We showing them the facts, right?
Exactly.
Are we showing them the facts? Are we leaning on our own understanding, our opinion, our doctrine, our thoughts? What are we doing?
We showing them exactly what the Most High says. And how he says it, we don't add to it nor subtract to it. We give commentaries on it, but that's about it.
And guess what? You got to be passionate about that. You have
exactly.
to be passionate about that.
Mm-hmm.
What does the creator of the universe say? And many
exactly.
people are not passionate about that. But this chapter right here lets us know we must be passionate about following what the creator of heaven and earth is requiring of all of us, the nation of Israel and all nations.
Exactly. Exactly. The final analysis, it does apply to all nations. But he's talking specifically to us. So there's a residual, residual effect. Because what applies to us has an effect upon other nations. Also, praise God.
And it tells us that we shouldn't be following other nations, but we should be following Yah.
Exactly. You shouldn't want somebody, right? You shouldn't want somebody that is of another nation voting for them over you anyway. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Sister Abia. It says, verse 6, Hosea, we all speaking, or should be speaking. Because obviously it has dawned upon somebody. Let us return to the
Let us do what?
Let us return to the Elohim.
Let us do what?
Let us return to the Elohim.
How many people are doing that? How many people on planet Earth are doing that?
Katria. They get with the Democratic Party, they lose a couple, they go to the Republican Party, go to the, maybe they don't even vote. But they say, come, let us return to the Democratic Party. Come, let us return to the Republican Party. Come, let us return to the Independent Party. Come, let us return to Black Lives Matter. Come, let us return to the Gay Rights Movement. Ain't none of that in
there. So what should every human being that has the breath of life be doing?
Come, let us return to the Elohim.
Okay.
For he is torn, but he will heal us. He has put us in this situation that we find universally speaking.
He did what?
He has torn us to pieces, but he
will
heal us.
Who did it?
The Most High, not the Democratic Party.
Okay. It ain't the Greco-Roman Empire that did it. Oh, no.
No, he did it. He has stricken us.
Uh-huh.
But he will bind us up. After 2 days, he has stricken us, but he will bind us up. After 2 days,
is Yam Suk gonna bind us up?
Man, Yam Suk don't know which way is up sometimes, brother.
Is Katriel gonna bind us up?
You know Katriel can't do it.
I can't do it, man. I'm here in New York, man. Stuck on block 1055,
yeah.
You know, 257.
Aviyah, can you do it? Can you bind him up?
No, I'm not too far from the cell at
Great job.
Yeah. Since the Aviyah's block is right next to mine.
Thank you, Cartier. Thank you, Sister Aviyah. After 2 days.
Who gonna do it?
The Most High, Elohim.
All right.
And after 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will rise. See, they try to use that third day for that plagiarism stuff in a new spot. It is not talking about no one individual. one individual splendid thing that some rise up. They didn't took the Most High word. They didn't made it something brand new that has nothing to do with this. It's talking to us as a nation, in reference to us as a nation. It didn't say this individual was going to do anything. On the third day, he will.
And look at the parallel. Huh?
Exactly.
What's the parallel? What did they steal? The Most High considers the nation of Israel his son.
Exactly.
And he's saying after 3 days, his son is going to be revived. We don't know what those 3 days are, but the New Testament snatched that, and Jesus Christ, he was hung on Friday and raised on Sunday. That's only 2 days.
Yeah, right. They even made a song out of it, too.
That's not even 3 days.
Talking about he will,
Yeah, but that's got to be an error, because he will rise us up as a nation, that we may live in his sight, us as a nation, that we may live in his sight. Let us know. Let us pursue the knowledge of the Elohim. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, us, not a one individual, like the latter and the former rain. When we had it going on.
Us that do what?
Now you said. Let us pursue the knowledge. That's how you have to get there. That's the key. Let us pursue the
knowledge. Ain't that what we do on Blog Talk, Real Talk, or Real People show? We go through every chapter unveiling what's left of the word of Yah according to what they left at the Nicene Council.
Right.
But what they left at the Nicene Council is enough for us to know that Yah is for us, that Yah is giving us a chance. But Yah is breaking us down, and he got the remedy.
Exactly.
But if you ain't pursuing what we're pursuing, every word of Yah, from Genesis to Malachi, and we know that Daniel was supposed to be the last book, but they made it Malachi. So we read Daniel, now we're getting ready to go through Malachi.
Contrary, that was a slick move. Get Daniel.
Oh, yeah, that was real slick.
Add on stuff to it. Daniel, the book was closed in prophecy.
Oh, yeah, seal it, Daniel. Seal it, Daniel. Seal it.
And so, but they're adding on additional things to the Elohim's word. So they conveniently got Daniel out the way they inserted it somewhere. And so that left everything open for addition or subtraction in the Nicene Council.
Well,
those people know what they're doing.
Actually, the New Testament proclaims itself to be the fulfillment of prophecy.
Oh, is that right?
That's what the New Testament is. This scripture has been fulfilled. That scripture has been fulfilled. New Testament is not the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophets. It is not.
No, it's not.
Testament prophets were speaking in terms, like we're reading, in terms of the nation of Israel, not in terms of one man.
Right. Praise Yah, country. It certainly was. It was and still is, Contra. And here's the impertinence of Israel in you. We are very impertinent people. We still are. And he speaks about Ephraim. What shall I, yo Ephraim, what shall I do to you? O Yehuda, what shall I do to you?
So you know why the Most High asked those questions, right? I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No problem.
Who is Ephraim supposed to be?
The firstborn of Joseph, I believe.
And was Joseph a righteous, a man of integrity, an upright man, the Most High blessed?
He certainly was.
So why is he asking a question about Ephraim, Joseph's son? Joseph's
he's
son?
About, he's talking about the nation.
What are you doing?
The tribe.
Yeah, because Ephraim is the one that had the 10 other tribes under their influence.
Exactly.
When they split with Judah.
Exactly.
So what are you doing, Ephraim? You ain't nothing like Joseph, your father.
Mm-hmm.
Ephraim proved to be nothing like Joseph, his father. You're going to set yourself a whole nother kingdom. You're going to split with Judah, who you know is the king, and you're going to set up a king for yourself.
And they knew better.
And those are the kings. None of the kings of Ephraim were anointed.
Nope.
None of them. And none of them were righteous. Not one of them.
They knew better.
No, they didn't know better. They didn't represent Joseph, their father.
No.
At all. That's why we in the dilemma that we're in.
Don't forget Yehuda. They were right by him.
The most I miss is Judah, because Judah is watching Joseph. And it's funny, because that's how the nation was started. The nation was started with Caleb and Joshua. Joshua being Ephraim and Caleb being Yehuda. After Moses left the nation off, when he brought them to the land of Canaan, it was Joseph and Judah that brought the nation of Israel into the land of Canaan. And we wound up with Joseph and Judah. And the Most High is like lambasting Joseph, who's supposed to know better, but he did worse than Judah. Or Judah did worse than him. Because Judah watched Joseph, what they was doing. And so the Most High punished them. But he said, Judah, you did worse than Joseph.
And certainly they did. And certainly they did. Thank you, God, Israel.
Yes.
And he says, oh, Jehuda, what shall I do to you? For your faithfulness is like a morning cloud, here today and gone. And like the early dew, it goes away. Therefore, I've healed them by the prophets. I've sent prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth. And your judgment are like light that goes forth. So, for I desire mercy, not sacrifice, and the knowledge of Yah more than burnt offerings.
So Yahshua, I got to stop you right there. Because a lot of our people that have awakened to the knowledge of themselves and connected with their roots and culture, they think that doing Shabbat and holy days, which in their mind is a sacrifice. The Most High said, I don't need your sacrifice. And in this captivity, we can't really do the sacrifices that's really required of us. But in our minds, in the minds of the people that have awakened to who they are, they think that doing Shabbat and holy days is going to make amends to the Most High for what we've done as a people. And the Most High is telling us here, it's not just sacrifices that I want. What does the Most High want?
Knowledge. Doing
the knowledge of him.
Doing sacrifice and Shabbat at the right time and the right place that the Most High calls for. I mean, you can think you know it all, and you think just because you awaken to who we are, that you can start doing what you want to do, how you want to do it, where you want to do it. It does not work like that. You can go into any captivity that we were in. Any captivity, the Babylonians, the Syrians, the Medes and the Persians, the Romans and the Greeks. Those things wouldn't take place.
Which we're still under.
Exactly. We're still under. You're right. So my suggestion and Cartrell's suggestion, I imagine, is this. Get the knowledge right, and the Most High will get you right. See, you doing too much, as these young people say. You want to jump right into something. You've been totally confused about everything. And now you think simply because you're Hebrew Israelite that whatever you're doing, they'll go get a pass. It does not work like that. If you do your due diligence and your studies, you would find these out. But if you simply lean into your own understanding, someone else for that matter, you think, well, I can pop up, I can make me an altar in the backyard, and I can get Tom, Dick, and Harry to burn some lambs and whatnot on them, and that's going to make I can make me some oil, compound me some oil, and just like it's in the temple. See, there is a temple in existence. Y'all don't need you doing that. What y'all needs for you to be doing is what you're supposed to be doing, is getting some understanding and knowledge of him. That's what he needs you to be doing, and crying out for your anxious, crying out for yourself. You're gathering yourself together, not in the same spot at the same time, but in your concept, in your involvement with one another, so you can do what you can, how you can, when you can for one another. But all this other stuff that we elected because we want to do it, that's the stuff that got us in the trouble. We find ourselves in as I speak. Go ahead, Katrina.
So we're here in captivity, right?
Exactly.
and one of the four corners of the earth, right?
Exactly.
And because we're here in Babylon, the belly of the beast, and they give you religious rites, people are calling me, Katriel, what you doing about the holy season? Are you observing Rosh Hashanah, Yom Teruah, Yom Kippur? Brother called me today. I'm like, we're not in our nation. We're not following the code. We don't have no priests. And this time of a season that the Jewish people are talking about, Rosh Hashanah, the high holy seasons, we don't have the priests anymore. Yah took that away, didn't he? Right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And the best that we can do in captivity is to try to reconnect with Yah, like the prophet Daniel. They threw
exactly.
the prophet Daniel in a lion's den for praying, just praying three times a day. We know Muslims
right.
pray like seven times a day today. Mm-hmm. They close their store, they shut they shop down, they throw that rug down, and you can't do nothing about it because America affords you religious freedoms, right?
Right.
So our people have awoken to the degree that Babylon gives you religious freedom, and that's how we look at our nation. So our people are out here right now trying to observe Yom Teruah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. You ain't spending 7 days in a tent in America because they're not giving you that time off, right? Which shows that we're still in captivity. If you can't take time off for Yah and observe Sukkot, where you're dwelling 7 days in a booth, you're not observing Yah's holy days. And you might do it, but is all of our people doing it as a nation, as a tradition, as a culture, as a law? You might be doing it, but now you're in a religious mindset because you only think about yourself and you're not
right.
thinking about the nation.
Mm-hmm. It's all about
what condition? What condition are our people, the nation of Israel, in the four corners of the earth? Are we all observing Yom Teruah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot? No. Which means what? We have to do what Yah told us to do in order for him to rescue us from the situation we're in.
That's akin to somebody's jumping in the swimming pool and drowning. They revive and they jump right back in the swimming pool and drown again. I mean, that's the insanity of it. We are supposed to be studying Yah, not trying to implement things that he didn't tell us to implement in no captivity. Okay? So if you're trying to implement some program according to the ancients in our land with these transpired, well, you want to give sacrifices. You want to put on the hits. Is there substance to what you're doing? Because one thing, the Most High didn't tell you to do it in no captivity. You didn't see Queen Esther and Mordecai doing it in the Babylonian captivity. But they did do what they had at their essence. What we should be doing is humbling ourselves, praying to the Most High for ourselves, and doing what we can, how we can, and whatever we can for us as a nation. And stop this individual nonsense pursuit of happiness where you only care about yourself and your own little crew. That ain't the way this works. Go ahead, Tucker.
And you mentioned Queen Esther, right?
Exactly.
And we went over the history of Queen Esther.
Exactly.
And at the time of Queen Esther, Queen Esther put the edict out to our people that, no, don't tell them you're Israelite. No, keep that secret, keep that quiet. Because if we hadn't done that, they was trying to kill us, right?
Exactly.
But she prayed to the Most High, she fasted, and the Most High gave her a solution, didn't he, for the nation. And our nation was coded in order to listen to Queen Esther. Because a lot of our people today wouldn't have listened to Queen Esther. Oh, you married to the enemy. You think you something else. You think you special. Queen Esther was looking out for the welfare and the benefit of our people. And our people, fortunately, listened to her wisdom. Because she sacrificed. She fasted. She prayed to Yah. And the Most High gave her the answer. This is what we need to do. And the Most High preserved them in the time of Queen Esther, right?
Praise Yah. She
can we get that unity today? Can we get that unity today? Oh, no, we can't. Oh, no. Because Kamala Harris, who's second in command of the nation of the United States of America, Kamala Harris, she ain't got a clue, who she? She ain't Queen Esther. No.
She
ain't even meet Queen Esther's standard.
What y'all word is. She ain't sending no edicts to anybody about anything. She has no knowledge of y'all. So I don't expect anything. What I expect from her is what I'm getting from her. But any man or woman that is connected to y'all country, I expect a whole lot because they have knowledge and understanding of the Most High. And in-depth knowledge and intense understanding of him. They know what he want, when he want, and how he want it. And it ain't what you want, how you want, and when you want it. Go ahead, Contra.
So our mission is to know Yah, right?
Exactly.
As a nation.
Exactly.
And every Israelite that you know should really be on this Real Talk for Real People Vlog Talk radio show. Why? Because what do? We cover Yah's word from Genesis to Malachi, chapter by chapter. And guess what? Nobody else is doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else is on that path, Yamsu. Because if they was, I'd be tuned in. Like, y'all bringing Yah's word forth? That's what we need.
Exactly.
And as much as I know about Yah's word, guess where I'm at? I'm right here on the Real Talk with Real People show, going through Yah's word, what? By chapter. I know all this. I've been through this. I've done this. I study Yah's word. Like, I'm 66. I've been studying since I'm 14. I could, like, say, like, I'm done. No. I'm right here studying Yah's word, what? Every night. Every night we uncover something new. The things I've uncovered in my study, it's a revelation to me.
Gotcha.
Based on the way we study.
I would use Cartrell and Joseph's word in this sense. For me and mine, it doesn't stop till the casket drops. Mine, okay?
You go.
Understand the Most High word and get immersed in it. And trying to see what the Most High would be to see instead of what I want to see or what anybody else want to see. That doesn't matter to me what Yom Suf want to see or what any other man or woman want to see. I want to know what the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub sees and what he wants me to know. Praise Yah.
And that's the only way you're going to get to know Yah. How else will you get to know the creator of the universe except through what he's saying, right?
Exactly.
We know Stevie Wonder based on the lyrics that he wrote. And we know Stevie Wonder was a deep brother, right?
Exactly.
We know Muhammad Ali, not just based on his fighting, but the words that he spoke, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And we know Dr. Martin Luther King, he didn't compromise. You want to integrate. You want to mix with people. We know him from the words that he spoke.
Well, we know that their interest in assembling with you by the bullet they put in his head. So my suggestion to you, anybody out there studying with us, you got to look at the truth of what it is. Stop lying to yourselves or each other and start seeing the truth. Stop seeing this fantasy, this pigmentation of your imagination. These people throw down the truth every day, and I make reference to their political organizations. They don't love the truth. They care less about the truth. The people that stormed their capital, some of them said they're patriots. You and I know better. And somebody don't care about the truth. And you want to be a part of them? You want to assimilate? Crazy.
And what I found funny, Yamsu, these people that stormed the capital, that committed insurrection, that committed treason, what kind of sentences are they giving them? 2 years? Like, 7 years?
Man, contrary, we had never seen the light of day. Okay? Come on, brother. We know how that works. We'd never see the light of day.
So what's the penalty for treason?
Death.
So you're not handing out death sentences to the treasoners to the American Constitution who try to overthrow what they say, a democratic election.
Right.
They're giving them 2 year, 7 year sentences.
Exactly.
And with parole, you ain't serving out a whole 7 years. You're serving out maybe 2.5 with good
right.
behavior.
Exactly.
But the penalty for cheating is what?
Death.
Okay.
All right. So it's best to know about your LOM and your people. Thank you, Kajal.
And do you think they're going to convict Donald Trump for what he's done? The damage that he's caused to democracy?
Man, come on, bro. Stop laughing. Yeah. And he's still at it.
That's the great white hope for them.
And he's still at it. And that Roger Stone, boy, that's one clown. But he's still at it, too. And verse 7.
No, what they say, no man is above the law. That's a lie.
Yeah, whatever. Cottrell, you know they got the white away. The white away.
No, we call it just us. The just
yeah.
us system.
Exactly. The white away. In verse 7, thank you, Cottrell. Verse 7. But like men, like we do, they transgress the covenant, the contract, the code. There they death trespasser with me. Yah says, Gilead is a city of evildoers my people have become, what Yah says, and makes reference to, and is defiled with blood, as a band of robbers lie in wait for a man. So that the company of priests murder on the way, even the priests dirty, the company of priests murder on the way to Shechem. Surely they commit lewdness. That's why we pray for our ancients. I've seen
these spiritual leaders today, don't they do the same thing?
You better believe
it. T.D. Jake, Creflo Dollar, you name them. Reverend Al Sharpton, they do the same thing.
Right.
They're not looking out for the welfare of our people. They're only trying to enhance themselves.
Exactly. At the means of our people.
While our people suffer.
Exactly. Y'all said, I've seen horrible things in the house of Israel, the nation, those 10 tribes. There's harlotry in Ephraim. Israel is defiled. Also, O Yehuda, a harvest is appointed for you, your time coming too. When I return the captives of my people, praise Yah.
Well,
people think it's over with Katria when the Most High comes and recovers us. It ain't over. It's just going to begin. So if you think you got away, and you think you're going to get away by not studying the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub and applying his knowledge, and you think you're going to keep doing what you're doing and expecting different results, yes, the Most High will recover us, redeem us. But there's going to be some judgment, too. And you better believe it. For Ephraim, Israel, and Yehuda, you better believe it. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Katriel, Sister Avia, y'all have the mics.
Everything's been said. Both damn good. Both of y'all, brothers.
Well, we only do it because we love the Most High, Sister Avia. And it ain't about Katriel. It ain't about Yom Su. It's about this nation. And we got to tell the nation the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help us. We're morally bound and duly obligated to do no less in this regard.
Because
if you love the Most High and you love your brothers and sisters, this nation, you won't tell them lies. You won't tell them it's an individual pursuit of happiness. It's about a national pursuit of happiness. All of us together. United we stand, divided we continue to fall, as we're falling now as we speak. Go ahead, Katria.
Yeah, man. Y'all said a mouthful. It's really about being codified as a nation, as a people, even in our captivity, like we were under Queen Esther, right? Because everybody got the word from Queen Esther. Now, this we need to do. We need to fast. We need to pray for this to work in our behalf, because there's people out here trying to kill us. But the fact that our people don't know, our enemies have done a fabulous job on us to the degree that we're divided and they have us conquered. We don't see the light that we need to see. And we pursue the word of Yah versus the lies that our enemies have taught us, right? Because they pump a lot of lies, right? Our enemies pump a lot of lies. They start with Christopher Columbus discovered America. When you got like 150,000 Native American tribes here who've been here for centuries, the Aztec, the Inca, the Maya, the Mohawk, the Cheyenne, Seminole, Apache, you name them, Blackfoot. You telling me you discovered America and this is what you want our children to believe, that Christopher Columbus discovered America. And the lies
and
don't stop there.
What's so funny about that, even when they taught that in school, they lied so much they get caught up in it. Because if he discovered it and everything, discovered the land, then how did the Indians and the different tribes prepare feces and all that for them, give them stuff to eat? So they got caught up in it, but people don't see it. Just like you say, as it is today. And everybody's running to different religions when it's not the way it's supposed to be. Like you said, as a nation, we're supposed to be focused on Yah all together, one nation.
Yes. Praise Yah.
And our enemies have done a fabulous job in the psychops area of where we're destroyed, and it's warfare that we're in with the lies that they tell. So our people, they run out on Thanksgiving, they run out on Christmas, they run out on New Year's, they run out on Easter. And we can't see that those things are lies, right?
Yeah.
Santa Claus ain't coming down your chimney. But you tell your children, Santa Claus is going to bring you a gift. That's a big lie you're telling to your children. Mm-hmm. And you lie about the Easter bunny. When's the last time a bunny laid some eggs? A chicken lays eggs. A bunny has a little bunny rabbits, right? Mm-hmm. Ain't no bunny laying no eggs, are they?
Mm-hmm.
And then you start your new year in the dead of winter. There's so many lies they tell that we accept, right? We get ready to go into the holiday season. And trust me, all the lies that they accept, which is why they accept lies, and we can't understand it, but they like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and we follow them.
And it's designed to eat a lot of food that's not authorized for us to eat, but any slicing of ham and crabs and lobsters and everything, yeah. Like everything that we don't want to be eating, we just go along with the program.
When the Most High is giving us different instructions, isn't he?
Exactly.
When you get to know the Most High, the world ain't like our enemies are showing it, right? They got a rocket ship about to send to the moon. And the Most High shut that down, right? They in Florida with a rocket ship that's about to be sent to the moon to, like, do reconnaissance mission to see if people can make colonies on the moon. Did the Most High tell us he's going to make colonies on the moon?
No. No.
And how arrogant, how much mankind breaks the covenant with Yah when they try to go into the heavens without an invitation. The Most High already shut them down when they try to build a tower into the heavens. That's where we get nations from. He can confuse all their languages and tongues to where they can communicate to build a tower into heaven. And now you got rocket ships without an invitation to go into the heavens?
They ain't never had enough of nothing yet in the country.
They're going to pay the price, Johnson. They're going to pay the price. And they know their time is running out. Mm-hmm. And when their time is running out, guess what they're trying to do? They're trying to corrupt the sons and daughters of the Most High, which is they're doing an effective job because we all corrupted.
Yeah. Got to give them that, Katria. Got to give them
that. Yeah. We think democracy is the answer, Is democracy the answer to mankind's problem?
402 years, where have we gotten this? If it's so darn great, where have we gotten this? We're still in the same state we was when we came here buck naked and chained. A little bit of this, a little bit of extra food, a little bit of extra clothing, a little bit better housing, but for all intents and purposes, it's the same thing. Three-card model. Now you see it, now you don't.
And they're still not telling us the truth about who we are. Party.
Exactly. No.
So you got our people out there, like Reverend Al Sharpton and people of his status, fighting to save democracy when the white people themselves want to overthrow democracy.
Because
in their minds, democracy only exists for white people, and we don't get it. We think democracy is for everybody, but no, democracy is for universal white racist supremacy.
Just like just saying a little while ago, just like justice.
Yeah, we want to save it. Instead of saving and attaining the knowledge of what can truly save us, we want to throw down the truth in every God.
And yes, the Most High lays us out. He tells of our abominations and our iniquities and our wickedness. But guess what? He still throws out a ray of hope for us, doesn't he?
Exactly.
He said, also, there's a harvest appointed for you, Judah. Also, Judah, there's a harvest appointed for you. When I restore the fortunes of my people. And that's our only hope, that the God of heaven and earth, that the God that created the sun and moon and stars, is going to restore our fortunes because we are his people. White people ain't telling you that. They ain't telling you, oh, Negro, colored, African-American, the God who created the heavens and the earth is going to restore your fortunes to you. They don't want to hear that. They trying to block that. They trying to prevent that from happening, and they can't. That's the thing. You can't stop Yah from executing his plan. What does he say? In the house of Israel, I have seen horrible things. There's prostitution in Ephraim. And that's shocking because Joseph was an ethnic. He was a man of integrity, a man of righteousness. The father Ephraim, who was a slave in Egypt, he kept his integrity. And Yah is shocked that Ephraim, the son of Joseph, said, you've done a horrible thing. You prostituted and defile the house of Israel. So we got a lot to make up for, don't we?
Yes, indeed.
We don't want to be prostitutes no more. No more. We're going to put that trade away, our prostitution. And what is the prostitution? It's spiritual. What does your spiritual bank account look like? Some people's spiritual bank account is empty. Trust me. A lot of people listening on this phone, your spiritual bank account is empty.
No, Coach, I wouldn't say totally yet. I would say prostitute IOUs. Okay?
Say that again?
Prostitute IOUs.
And when you prostitute your youth, it prostitutes the nation, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Because they ain't just staying in one community with the youth. If the youth is on to something, it's worldwide, right? All the youth are doing it. You find one youth in one area doing something, trust me, it's worldwide.
Exactly.
But we got to get our people off this path of prostitution, don't we?
Exactly.
Because I know the Isley brothers sing about it. When would there be a harvest for the world? They must have known something, because Yah said, also, Judah, there is a harvest appointed for you. And we know that Judah the tribe of Yehuda, is the kingly tribe. If the king got it going on, the rest of the nation got it going on. And what does Yah say he gonna do? I will restore the fortunes of my people. Have we lost our fortunes?
You better believe it.
That's why we begging for everything we want. And everything we want to get, we begging for it. No?
Exactly.
When we get our fortunes, we ain't got to beg nobody. But we don't know what that feels like because we've been begging, baby, please. Just accept us. Why they trying to kill us? But what's the most I say? He said, therefore, I've cut them into pieces. And we're cut into pieces with the prophets. I kill them with the words of my mouth. All y'all got to do is speak. And that's why, you know, we should value our words. They said a pen is mightier than the sword. And the pen ain't nothing but words. And when Yah speaks, trust me, Yah created the heavens and earth with his words. We don't value words, but Yah cut us to pieces with his words. All the prophets, they told us, they warned us. Y'all keep bucking Yah. Y'all keep not listening to Yah. You're going into captivity. And guess where we at?
In captivity.
Yes, Yah's words is the most important thing that you should know. Not Matthew, not Mark, not Luke, not John, not Jesus. What did Yah say? Yeah. Y'all trying to find out what Jesus said? No, you better find out what Yah said. Trust me.
Praise Yah, country.
Praise Yah.
Trust it. Well, Cottrell, you did a wonderful job. Thank you very much. And the Most High has led you in the right direction. Praise Yah. So I'm asking him to lead you in the right direction to give us another beautiful song, Psalms included.
Yes, sir. And it's not just me that Yah is leading in the right direction. We just had a national flag raising in South Carolina. I don't know if you got the video.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so significant. We take that for granted. A bunch of Israelites went down in North South Carolina and raised the flags for Israel. But do you know what that means? Our enemies have kept our identity away from us, haven't they?
Exactly.
And for Yah to give us the knowledge of who we are, to raise the banners of our ancient fathers, the sons of Jacob, in the land of our captivity, that's very significant, isn't it?
It is.
Because our enemies thought that they would keep us from the knowledge of self. They thought that we would call ourselves Negroes, colored, black, gangbangers forever and ever. They never wanted us to know our roots because they're still not teaching us who we really are they?
Nope.
So for our people to raise the banners of our ancient fathers, to let the world know that we are the sons of Jacob, that's very significant because it sets off a vibration in the earth that we don't realize the full impact of it. And we may not have been there, but the deed was done, wasn't it?
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So you may not understand what I'm talking about, but our enemies thought that they would keep us in darkness forever, yet we have raised the banners of our ancient fathers, the banners of Jacob, the sons of Jacob. All right? That's significant. It's so significant historically, because you leave it up to our enemies, guess what? We still be African-Americans, Negroes, black voters, black Republicans, black Democrats. No. We're going to stop all those terms y'all try to throw in us. We are the children of Israel, and we're raising the banners of who? Our ancient fathers. Jacob, who's the son of Isaac, who was the son of Abraham. Do you know what that means? You may not understand the significance of that, but you have tried with all the means at your power to keep this knowledge from our people. And yet we know who we are. How about that? All praise to Yah, the Holy One of Israel, who keeps his word. I'm a bring my people from the four corners of the earth. I'm going to gather them in spite of what the enemy thinks or what the enemy tries to do. Because our enemies have not taught us who we are. They have not even pointed us to our roots and our cultures. Who are we? We're not black. We're not African-American. We're not Negro. We're not colored. Who are we? And why did you do what you did to us? To break who we know that we are. Right? You ain't do that to no other enemy on the planet Earth. You fought Vietnam, you fought Korea, you fought all the enemies on planet Earth, but you never stripped them of their identity. Yet, you meticulously stripped our people of their identity to the degree we don't even know who we are. So we in Psalms 112, right? 112, 112.
Exactly.
A song for the nation. And we should remember these lyrics. Because as a nation, we should all give praise and be Israelite to our Creator. Psalms 112, all praise to the Holy One, Yisrael. Yamsu, you have a title?
Wait 1 second, Raphael. I step away right quick. I'm ready. It is a beautiful. Let me put my glasses on. Black scribble. The blessed state of the righteous. The blessed state of the righteous.
So just based on the title of that song, that psalm alone, should we know the lyrics of this song?
You certainly should.
So, one more time. What's the title of the song we're about to read?
The Blessed State of the Righteous.
The Blessed State of the Righteous. How many righteous people are on planet Earth? Yeah, Yamsun.
I don't know, Katrin.
I don't think there's too many.
Mm-mm.
And the righteous that are in the earth should be singing a song. And I'm gonna tell you why. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who gave our fathers the inspiration to write this song, a song for the righteous. And you should know these lyrics if you're righteous. It starts off, verse 1, praise Yah. Blessed is the man who fears Yah. Raise your hand if you fear Yah and not man.
My hand's up.
Yeah.
Bye.
Who delights greatly in his commandments. You can't just delight in what Yah is telling us to do and not be doing it, right? Because
mm-hmm.
Yah gives a lot of commands. Humble yourself. Seek me. Repent. Humble yourself. You can delight in Yah's commands. You hear him. Humble yourself. Return to me with all your heart, soul, and might. Seek me. Yeah. But if you ain't doing it, if you ain't got a passion about it, that means you're not greatly delighting in his commands. Some people think Yah's commands are old-fashioned. He said, man should not sleep with man like he sleeps with a woman. But you advocated homosexuality like it's okay, like it's a new venture. No, that's not part of Yah's command, right? Yah tells us to gather ourselves together as a nation. And there's some people who don't want to gather with Israel because what? You got feelings for your own people. You don't love your own people. And you choose not to gather with your own people?
And there's people out there like that. No, I'm going to wait for Yah to gather me. And what he going to do? He's going to gather you with your people. But you have to follow Yah's commands. And if you don't know all of Yah's commands, you're in trouble. So you have to delight in Yah's commands, which we do on a Real Talk for Real People Blog Talk Radio show. We go through every chapter of the Old Testament to find out what? What is Yah commanding us to do? His offspring will be mighty in the land. And what are we talking about here? Those who delight greatly in Yah's commands. The generation of the upright will be blessed. The generation of the upright? He's talking about a whole group of people that understand Yah's message, right? A generation that understand Yah's message. And we're trying to get the message out to the next generation behind us. And they need to understand so they will be blessed. And with that blessing comes what? Wealth and riches are in his house. His righteousness endures forever. When you do righteousness, guess how long it lasts? How long does your righteousness last? Forever. Light burns in the darkness for the upright. What does that mean? It doesn't matter how much mankind has lost the light, because mankind is slipping into darkness. And we had a song, slipping in the darkness. Yeah, people will slip into darkness, but if your righteousness and your upright, that light endures forever. It doesn't matter what the people around you are doing. Light dawns in the darkness for the upright. Gracious, merciful, and righteousness. That's the path we have to be following. It is well with the man who deals graciously and lends. A lot of people are cold-hearted, cold-blooded, so hard in their nature. They won't give to the poor, to the needy, the fatherless, and the widow. But you gotta penetrate that shell. He will maintain his cause and judgment, for he will never be shaken. The righteous will be remembered forever. You have to do righteous deeds, you have to live righteously. He will not be afraid of evil news, and there's evil news all around us. Vladimir Putin is getting ready to start World War III. In America, they're talking about a civil war, white racist supremacy. White racism is raising its ugly head. But if you're righteous and you're connected with Yah, what does it say? It is well with the man who deals graciously and lends. He will maintain his cause and judgment. He will never be shaken. The righteous will be remembered forever. He will not be afraid of evil news. So the more evil news that comes out, if you're righteous, you ain't got to worry about it. His heart is steadfast, meaning you ain't going to get no heart attack. You ain't going to panic because your heart trusts in Yah. His heart is established. His heart is established in what? His heart is established in the word of Yah. He will not be afraid in the end. We're talking about the end of days when he sees his adversaries. He has dispersed. He has given to the poor. That's what we need to do. Righteous acts. They say that acts of kindness benefit both parties, the one who gives and the one who receives. When you give to a person that's needy, they feel it, and they're thankful, and they're grateful. When you give to a person that's in need, you feel it too. It blesses you. It takes away stress and grief from you. So what has he done? He has dispersed. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. So every righteous act that you do, how long does it last? It lasts forever, which is why you have to continually do righteous things. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and will be grieved. The wicked will see it. Because what the wicked want to see? The wicked want to see righteous people destroyed. But when the wicked see that your righteous action, your righteous deed cause you to shine, what's going to happen? He will be grieved. He shall gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked will perish. And we've been living in a wicked kingdom who tries to diminish our people at every opportunity, every turn, especially for brothers. They diminish the image of black men. We say black men because that's what they call us. But they diminish the image of Israelite men in the eyes of all the nations. But when they see us rise up because we're connected with Yah, they're going to have a problem. And there ain't nothing they can do about it. Most High says, the wicked will see it and be grieved. He shall gnash his teeth and melt away. Right. Yeah. You've been trying to destroy us, but you about to perish. The desire of the wicked will perish. And what is their desire? To thwart Yah's plan for us. I'm going to say it again. The desire of the wicked will perish. And what is their desire? Their desire is for Yah's plan to be thwarted and for us to perish. But that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel. We thank him for his insight, for the crystal clear wisdom that he's given us. And we know what's going to happen to the nations of the earth who are wicked. All praise honor to God, to Yah, our creator.
Praise Yah. That was very in-depth and short and sweet, Katya. As a, I need to discuss something, man. You did a great job. Praise Yah. So, Stabia?
Great job. You said it. Short, sweet, and to the point.
Well, either one of you have any closing comments or remarks?
Only thing I'm going to say is, if you haven't found Yah, seek Yah. And even when you find him, keep seeking him. Never
Praise
give up and stay prayed up. So shalom and good night, family.
Thank you, Sister Abia. Praise Yah. Dr. Hill?
Yes, sir. And it's a tradition with our people to leave a message in the music. And although the psalm was short and sweet, it had a potent and powerful message in it. And being that it's short and sweet, we should definitely be able to memorize the lyrics to the song because it's for our benefit, for our behalf, and Yah is working for us. So I don't know, you know, Yah listens to Tupac and Biggie and all the hip-hop artists out there. But these are the songs that are important to us as a people, as a nation. And mayhaps we take these songs to heart because they have power. And in these powerful songs, we have a hope and we have a future. Because we know that Yah loves us. He's looking out for us. But we just have to get in lockstep with him. So I say all praise, honor, and glory goes to the Most High, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We thank you, Brother Yah Su, for allowing us to even explore, like archaeologists, the word of Most High. Praise Yah.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Just doing my part. That being said, fellow students out there in Radio Land, or wherever you may be from, tonight when you turn to the Most High in prayer, we strongly advise you, or suggest you, to ask the Most High for a new heart and a new spirit. Just like King Dawood, one that can get a complete picture of it, understand it, one that will help you love your brothers and sisters yourselves, and learn to love yourselves, and seek the word of the Most High, due diligence, and all your endeavors, everything you got going on in your life, first and foremost, seek the God of Israel and Yaqub before you make a move. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Katri, I mentioned it. I'm going to play it. Wherever there be a harvest, we're waiting. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Shalom. Good night.
name.